Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
About splitting the NRL into conferences. Do you like the idea? First of all, Paul, could you explain in theory what Paul Crawley is talking about here?
Well, what he's looked at is a couple of different things that are happening in the game. So we're looking at crowds, for instance. Now, in Sydney, the top 10 crowds in Sydney this year all involve Sydney teams playing against other Sydney teams. They're local derbies, essentially. So what the concept is to try and just grow the game. I think, again, we talk about circuit breakers. I think this is something that rugby league could really benefit by. The way it's been around look, on and off for years, this conference system. There are 9 Sydney clubs at the moment, and there are, 7 out-of-state clubs. Okay.
Mm.
The way it works, you'd have 2 conferences of 9 each, which is all the Sydney teams playing each other in one conference, and then Brisbane, Cowboys, Storm, Warriors, all playing in another. Now, what happens there is that, and there are some negatives towards that. For one, the Sydney teams won't be travelling every week. The out-of-state ones will be travelling quite a bit, which they probably do already anyway. But anyway, so the way it works is 2 9-9 division teams. You have to bring in 2 more teams.
Yeah.
So whether that's a second Brisbane side or a Perth side or wherever, you would probably find a market there and take a team to that. So every week they play each other in that 9-team conference twice. So that is 16 games. They also then go and swap and play the one game against the other conference throughout the year, which brings it to 25 games, which is what we currently have. Now, within that system, you play and you have your... So every week there is the 4 games in your conference played, and there's 1 team left over from each conference who play each other. That's where that works. So mm-hmm. You get the even numbers. Now, second, when you get to the end of the season, you basically have an 8-team finals of 4 teams from each. So what you would do is, on one side of the conference, team 1 would play first week team 2 on the other conference and vice versa. And team 3 would play team 4 of the other conference, vice versa. That's the equivalent of the current system where we have a top 8 and we have 1v4, 2v3, 5v8, 6v7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how that works. And then so they come together for a final series, which is much the same. It's the same amount of games through the year. But what it does, it basically keeps the games in your sweet spot. It brings back, for the Sydney people, it brings back and it could be a solution to making 9 teams in Sydney work, because you're making it a competition, really bringing back that competition.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, you're expanding, and then there's a crossover game every week, whereby you're just keeping each other in touch. Various competitions. I know the NFL, they have various conferences. The NBA have conferences. They all play in conferences over there because there are so many teams. This could be a solution to growing the game and expanding the game into other frontiers. And it's something I think at some point the NRL's got to consider.
But the first hurdle I could see, though, Paul, is that you're talking about with this expansion is 2 more teams rather than the other argument of relocating 2 Sydney teams. So now there's 18 teams in the NRL.
There's 18 teams, but one, that I don't think that'd be a problem. 2, that's an extra game for the broadcasters, so it's an extra game to sell. The problem with relocation, and we argue here about Sydney going broke and teams not being able to cut it here in the NRL, the argument against relocation is that no team's going to volunteer to just go. The NRL can't say to... The NRL is burned by that. They've got enough of a memory, thank heavens, that they remember the Super League war and what happened when they tried to say to teams, you need to move and you need to or you need to relocate elsewhere. When they couldn't get the competition down, they brought in, remember the criteria, I'm sure you do, Maroon.
Mm.
The criteria was applied to bring it from the 20 teams that they had back then down to, originally it was going to be 14. They later changed it to 16 teams. So they applied a criteria, and if you didn't make it, you got cut. Now, to do something like that, that caused enormous amount of pain for the game, particularly South Sydney fans, back when that happened in, I think it was 2000.
Yeah, we missed 2000, 2001.
Yeah, so when that happened, that it caused a lot of pain within the game. That to try and do that again and say to West Tigers or Parramatta or Cronulla, you guys have got to move.
Hmm.
You're going to go and play in Perth, and we're telling you to do that. That's the only way we're going to give you a licence. It just causes too much anger in the game.
Well, remember the Northern Eagles as well. You were close to that. That was it was a disaster.
It was a disaster.
You know, it was good in theory. Yeah. Like, yes, there should be a team on the
and
Central
the other
Coast.
Thing
it
is
would
that,
work. They've got a great stadium.
But we still refer to West Tigers as a joint venture, and in many ways they still act like a joint venture. And we're 20, you know, 18 years down the track.
And can I tell you, as an old Balmain supporter, it still
feels
cuts.
Like
it doesn't feel...
That's an issue. But the only way you can ever do that, but at some... See, if you look at the history of what's happened at the teams around the world, okay, the LA Dodgers used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers. They got up in the dark of night and moved across the other side of the country. Now, it upset a generation of New York baseball fans. But what they did was they went over there and they made it, we are now the LA Dodgers. Some fans stayed with them. I'm a Dodger. Didn't matter.
Mm.
Other fans walked away. But they built a new fan base in LA. That's what we have to think of. We have to think about the game, what it's going to look like in 50 years' time, what it's going to look like in 20 years' time. And if this is how it looks like, what's our plan to get it there? That's what the NRL is lacking at the moment. There's no vision of where we look and what we think the game's going to look like. So how do we get it there? At the moment, we are just rolling from season to season. Our crowds don't go up or down very much at all.
Must be some plan. There can't be no plan at all. Come on,
there's
you
not.
Speak to Peter Beattie,
there's
you
not.
Speak to Todd Greenberg.
I know
there
not.
Must be.
There's
they
not.
Can't just not have any vision whatsoever.
They've got no idea. There's no plan on how they're going to grow the game or what it looks like. For the life of me, I don't know why someone from the NRL hasn't gone over to Perth and basically done a costing, like a study, on whether it's actually feasible to have a team in Perth.
But if it is feasible to have a team in Perth, do you think, Hoops, do you think the NRL make it attractive enough for it? Let's say, for instance, if we tried to relocate a team to Perth, let's just say, for the sake of the argument, that that team was Manly, and I'm not suggesting it should be, but let's say that, do you think it's attractive enough for Manly to go there? Or do the NRL need to say, we're going to give you more money than originally planned to go there, and we're going to help you get marketing dollars, sponsorship?
Well, in the old days, when it was St. George and Illawarra getting together and Balmain and West Magpies getting together, there was an $8 million carrot. There's no carrot now, is there, Kenny?
No, there's not. There used to be, I think it was a $15 million carrot.
Yeah, I thought there was still a carrot.
It was 15. Wow.
It was $15 million for any. But look, that's 1 year's grant. That's 1 year. Mm. It's not there anymore, though. But the other thing is the NRL had a meeting a week and a bit ago where they actually sat down and the commission told the clubs that there's no more financial support for clubs to get into trouble, that it is done. That if a club comes and says, look, we need a $5 million loan or whatever, the NRL's answer is, sorry, can't help you.
Mm.
Now, they're getting a grant there, but some clubs are still struggling with that grant. Some clubs have still got to go to their lease club beyond that grant to break square every year. Mm. So at some point, somebody's got to get in trouble. Now, we are, because we're rugby league, we're just going along and hoping it's not going to be our club. Where some of these clubs have got to sit down and say, well, hang on, we need to actually plan here and think about what we're going to do as a future. And this is an issue that nobody will answer in the game when you talk to the clubs. Would they prefer that their club dies a noble death on the Manly Peninsula or down at the Cronulla Shire? Or would they prefer that their club, if it's the only option, move elsewhere and become, for example, the Perth Sea Eagles?
Yeah.
And nobody even wants to have that conversation. Mm. Now, I don't know what the answer to that is. And some clubs probably have different thoughts on it. And within some clubs, there's probably different thoughts on it. But at some point, the question will be asked.
Let me ask you this. So you used that baseball. It was a good analogy earlier about the Brooklyn Dodgers and the fact that the Brooklyn Dodgers moved over to LA. And obviously now they have a hell of a lot of, you know, they've got a brand new fan base and they've become one of the most iconic brands in world sport. But the difference that in America, they've got a population of 350 million people, whereas here we've only got 25 million. Does that matter? Or is it just the fact that
it's still a
in our culture,
market.
There seems to be a hell of a lot of resistance towards relocation? We love tradition. We love celebrating,
worry.
You know, whatever stronghold it is in terms of local derbies and...
Look, you go to America, trust me, they are as passionate about their teams. And when, for example, the Baltimore Colts moved during the dead of night, basically the owner just upped and moved to another City. We see it now with the LA Raiders become the Oakland Raiders. Well, they began as the Oakland Raiders, became the LA Raiders, then went back to Oakland. They're going to Las Vegas next year to be the Las Vegas Raiders. It causes an enormous amount of angst amongst the cities where the team is vacating. Okay, and there's a lot of anger there. But it is a business these days. It is simply a business, and they are in the business to make money. And when a rival city says, "We will build you a $400 million stadium to come and play here," it's in the owner's interest to take his team there. And they often use that in America as a bargaining chip. If you don't build us a stadium, we're going to go to a city that will build us a stadium. Our problem's different here.